Hachette Audio presents Uncontainable, how passion, commitment, and conscious capitalism built a business where everyone thrives. Written by Kip Tindall with Paul Keegan and Casey Schilling. Read by Kip Tindall.
Chapter 1, Selling Empty Boxes. One of my greatest pleasures in life is fly fishing. There's a dance to it, a rhythm. The trick is to cast your fly so it lands on the water just like an insect, and then you need to manage that fly in the water so it drifts naturally, as if it's not attached. It's truly an art you could spend several lifetimes perfecting. My favorite spot is in western Colorado, near our place where my wife Sharon and I spend a few weeks each summer. The beauty's breathtaking. You become one with the stream and the wind, and the feeling of quiet and peace is mystical. In the summer of 2008, I needed that feeling more than ever. The company we had started 30 years earlier, the Container Store, was in crisis. The economic earthquake we now call the Great Recession was rattling markets around the world, and our sales were suddenly falling for the first time in our history. This was not an experience we were accustomed to. We had seen nothing but phenomenal growth year after year ever since my friend and business partner Garrett Boone and architect John Mullen and I opened our first store with a $35,000 investment. Initial cash capital was provided by Garrett, his father, and John, who were founding directors, officers, and shareholders of the company. I kicked in the last $5,000 of the investment several months after we opened. My dad's Texas Oil Man buddies and distinctly non-targeted customers thought we were crazy. What? You boys are going to sell empty boxes? But we knew we were onto something special, creating an entirely new retail category of storage and organization products to help busy folks save precious space and ultimately time. Even back in the late 70s when the